difference.
Show, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. We are broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2008. Outdoors tonight. Last night we were in the Dark Star, I think it was the Dark Star Pub or something like
that. No, it was the Powder Keg.
Powder Keg. I don't know why I'm thinking it's the Dark Star. Anyway, it is just a huge party out here, and it has taken some willpower, Mark, to not just party hard all day, because it is possible with the SACL CAI fun tent out there.
It's possible. It's pretty common.
Yeah. There's some serious fun going on here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can hear probably the band in the background, so we may have essentially a music bed for the entire show.
There you go.
Going on back there.
I've been doing some cover songs out there. People are enjoying the music, dancing around.
Yeah, and we arrived yesterday. This is our second program. We're going to be doing it again live tomorrow night for the final show of the week. And there's just been so much happening. Of course, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, brought to you by the Free State Project and SACL CAI. It is the Free State Project's yearly event that basically invites liberty-loving people to the same place. In this case, it's Gunstock, which is a wonderful campground and mountain here in Guilford, New Hampshire. Very lovely place to hang out with great friends and new friends and your family as well. And there are, maybe we'll grab Rich Goldman, the organizer of Porkfest. I don't know how many people we've seen out here so far, but
hundreds.
I'd say a couple hundred at least. And it really should get even thicker tomorrow with even more activities going on.
And I don't imagine we've seen all of them that are here.
Yeah, I would think you're right about that, because people are out doing all kinds of different things. All week long, there have been activities going on, which the main purpose, as far as I'm concerned, is to mix with people and to socialize and to meet interesting folks and talk about liberty and freedom and brainstorm about how we can get from where we are today to a point of greater liberty in our lives.
And I want to see more people signed up for the Free State Project. And I know there's a bunch of people that are coming here just for Porkfest.
That's true.
They need their names on dotted lines.
Well, yeah, that would be great as well. And I'm sure that's inevitable. From what I've heard, there is at least one couple here who has decided they aren't going back. They're just going to stay. Not here at the campground, but
right,
they're going to stay.
You could.
Right. They're going to stick it out. And, you know, that's some amazing resolve. And really, when you get up here and you've
It doesn't really require resolve. It's so fun.
Well, you're right. It's hard to wrap your life up that quickly. I mean, that's a pretty serious deal.
Yeah, you're right. That would be weird.
And so, you know, when you come up here and you meet these great people and you have such a wonderful experience, you do want to stick around. You want to stick around. You want to be up here for this, because there's nothing else like this in the world. If there is, please call in at 800-259-9231 and tell me where you can go where there are literally hundreds of other people in the same place who believe in the same things as you do. And I'm talking about the message of liberty and the idea that we shouldn't be aggressing against our neighbors in order to get them to behave in ways that we think they should behave, or to not do things that we think they shouldn't do. The idea, of course, in general, is to leave people alone unless they're hurting somebody or destroying property. And if you agree with that, if you agree with that viewpoint, you will find some friends here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
You know, it's funny. You'd think that things would just descend into chaos if it wasn't for government, you know, always telling people what to do and that kind of thing. But what I've noticed here is there's libertarian guys walking around. It's probably 80-20 guys here at Porkfest. 80% guys, maybe.
But the women 70%. Are very attractive, I must say.
Yeah, well, that much is true. And a lot of them are carrying guns right on their hips, and there's a lot of alcohol flowing. You would think.
It's true.
That alcohol, males, and guns would be a really bad thing. I haven't heard so much as a voice raised at anybody else. So,
yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, it's just a great crowd of people, and they get along
all week.
So well. They just they naturally get along with one another, and encourage people to go to porkfest.com to learn more about what's going on. That's porcfest.com. We're here. We're going to talk to a variety of different people. The guys from Free Minds TV are out and about. They've got their cameras. And they're recording things and doing interviews. Of course, we're here. We've got a third microphone set up. So if you're at Porkfest and you want to get on the program as you would normally call in, you can sit in. You can actually sit on the show or in on the show and talk with us on the air. Of course, you can also call in at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. We could talk a little bit more here about, I guess there's some impeachment news. I don't know if you've got that story, Mark, but maybe we'll get to that. But first, let's talk a little bit more about what's actually gone on today. Much of this, you just can't do everything. You really can't do everything. This morning, I guess all day long, essentially from 8 in the morning till 5 o'clock, there was a hike up Mount Liberty, apparently a 4,000-foot high mountain. And that's pretty hardcore, man, getting up at 7 in the morning.
They do it every year.
SACL CII Fun Tent. I don't know how many Fun Tent people actually went on that hike. The NRA was here with a Refuse to Be a Victim seminar. An improv acting class went on today, as well as a bus tour of the very beautiful Lakes area and the Laconia area. Some people went fishing on Lake Winnipesaukee, team sports. Let's see, there's an icebreaker event that happened today. Exhibitors are all over the place, including Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com and Mark Warden, a porcupine realtor. Plus, let's see, what else? Oh, live music, as you can hear in the background, going on right now. And there's a lot coming up. We'll talk more about that as the show goes on. But that's some of the stuff that you missed today. And if you're bummed out about that, start making plans now for next summer. I don't know when the next one's going to be, but you can pretty much guarantee it's going to be June or July of next year. I know last year it was in July. This year it's in June. So we'll see how that pans out. Of course, we'll bring you the news as that happens. 800-259-9231. We go right into your calls. Dave is on the line in Athens listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. I hear you're having a good time, and that's good. Tell everyone
Absolutely. We're
behind you. First off, there's a story in today's paper that a couple weeks ago the county commissioners voted for meeting this rule that they said was Ohio law and the dog warning could go into two cities in the county and pick up dogs, and now they're saying that the government bureaucracy is saying that the dog warning cannot catch dogs at large in those two cities.
Huh. So you're saying they can't catch dogs at all, or just large dogs? I'm sorry, I missed that point.
They cannot catch dogs at all. If there was a dog at large, they would have to call the police.
So the dog, the animal control department can no longer catch dogs? Is that what you're saying? I'm sorry if I missed your point.
What I'm saying is that in these two cities, Athens and Nelsonville, they cannot catch dogs.
Huh. So they can catch other animals, just not dogs?
I don't know about that part.
What brought this about, Dave?
Well, a couple weeks ago, the old dog warden retired. And I guess the city of Athens didn't renew its contract, or it was supposed to have a contract. And now they're saying they can patrol there, but they can't catch dogs there.
So the dog warden can patrol for dogs, but they can't actually catch the dogs?
I think this will be probably something they take care of relatively quickly.
Yeah, I would guess so. Dave, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Not the most gripping of topics, but appreciate the call.
I didn't see what the implications were, but I'm thinking that there's going to be a few stray dogs running around.
Just, I guess the point was it's just a weird bureaucratic snafu, I suppose.
Yep.
800-259-9231
is... So you want to hear about this impeachment news?
Yeah, what's going on with all this? Because we heard that what Dennis Kucinich put in the impeachment...
Yeah, there's 35 articles of impeachment. I don't know precisely what that means. We're probably 35 charges or, 35 different bits of the same charge or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Apparently it was voted 251 to 166 to send those 35 articles of impeachment to the House Judiciary Committee.
What's that mean?
So it's going to committee now. And then the committee will decide.
Why would the whole House vote on sending something to a committee?
I guess
so they didn't have to actually vote on it? Is that the idea? Okay, we're going to send this off to a committee, then the committee's going to decide something, and then we'll decide on what the committee decides on? Is that the idea?
It says it's now the Judiciary Committee's obligation to hold impeachment hearings. So,
okie dokie.
Can't tell you exactly. I thought impeachment was just the accusation, and then the Senate had the actual trial. So I don't know what the hell.
I don't know if they. I don't think an impeachment obligates the Senate to do anything. I think they can impeach him, and they could stop there.
Yes, that's
very
what they
much
did with Clinton.
Yeah, there's very much the chance that absolutely nothing will come out of this.
And putting George Bush in jail wouldn't mount to anything either.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95. and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Cartavite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartavite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartavite helps in so many other ways. So order your 4-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite, circulation for life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And joining us, sitting in here on the third microphone, our normal Tuesday night co-host, Nick, is here from Free Minds TV. Hello, Nick.
Hi there, and we've been getting some great footage. Just got here this afternoon, so, you know, had to put up camp and all that, but right. We've had a couple hours to shoot some footage, and it's great just the density of liberty-oriented organizations and individuals around that you can talk to.
For those just tuning in, we are at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2008, put on by the Free State Project and SACL CAI. We're here and broadcasting live, looking forward to seeing many of our listeners who've been in and about here. Of course, I'm sure you've already met some people, Nick, who are viewers of Free Minds TV.
I definitely have. I've had a few people shake my hand who I didn't know before that.
Right,
so it was kind of interesting to meet people who are watching the show who you didn't know were watching.
Now, you guys are getting ready for a comeback, as I understand it. Free Minds TV, by the way, freemindstv.com is the website. You guys put the TV show on hiatus for a short time due to some internal issues with the station that you're on. What's the status of the comeback of the show?
We're going to be back. Our air date locally on our local public access channel is going to be June 27th, and we usually have it up online within a day or two of that. So end of June, probably the 28th or 29th,
Very cool.
Be able to see us back online, and we'll be back on a regular weekly schedule.
Right. In the meantime, they can grab audio podcasts, the Free Minds Radio that you guys do as well, and that's also available at freemindstv.com.
All right. You planning anything special for this first show, thinking about some of this stuff?
Well, I think the Pork Fest special is probably going to be its own standalone thing. We might incorporate some of that into the first episode, but I think we'll try to do something special since we've been away for a while and try to welcome back the viewers as best we can.
Excellent. So there's a lot going on out here. There's so much to do. It's almost overwhelming, the choices here at Porcupine Freedom Festival. You guys just arrived, as you said, a few hours ago. What are your plans for tonight? Are you going to hang out with the Liberty Lovers by the fire and have a little few libations?
Personally, I have to run back to Keene tonight.
But Toby's hanging out, right?
Toby will be hanging out, and cool. I'll be here for quite a while more, so... It's always a good time. It really is.
Yeah,
whether
really
you're
is.
Drinking or not, there's lots of great people here, and there is so much to do during the day, and during the night you have more of a chance to just sit back and talk to other people who care about freedom and liberty.
Are you guys planning anything in particular tomorrow as far as what you're planning to go and shoot or attend?
We're kind of patching it together as we go. We're just basically going for a strategy of shoot as much video as we can of as many of the main events as we can, and just so we have as many options as possible for when we put it all together, because obviously we're going to edit some in post. But hopefully, we'll catch most of the major speakers and stuff like that. We've had a chance to speak with a lot of the vendors and some of the activists and organizations that are more New Hampshire-oriented today.
800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Lots going on out here tomorrow. It's going to be tough to call. I mean, there's of course, more live music tomorrow, more sports.
What kind of sports?
Panel discussion, team sports going on tomorrow. Panel discussion.
What kind of team sports?
It says here, frisbees, wiffle balls, bats, soccer balls, and other equipment for impromptu team sports will be available. So you can do whatever kind of sporting you want to, it sounds like. I mean, they've got open mic happening tomorrow. Everything, it's all over the place. There are panel discussions, several open mics apparently, something on how to save gasoline. I mean, really. It's all over the place. And then, of course, there's the Alternatives Expo, which is going on as well. So plenty of choices for freemindstv.com to choose and to cover. And, of course, we appreciate you coming on the show tonight, dude. Anything else you wanted to cover?
Not really. I'm looking forward to tomorrow because Saturday is always, generally, for all the Pork Fests I've been to, that's the big day where everyone makes it out. Even people who can only make it that one day make an effort to be there. And it's a really good time. So for people who are listening, In the New England area, there's still time to make it out. If you can get up here by tomorrow. So.
Should be 100 freedom-loving porcupines out here.
Yeah,
hundreds of freedom-loving porcupines out here.
I have no idea what the registration fee is, but I know it's pretty affordable,
I think it's about $10 a day.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So there's no reason to not, if you're in the area, bring the family up and have a good time. The weather could not be any better than it is. I mean, it is just fantastic.
Well, you're going to want some long sleeves to sleep in at night.
That's true, and the sun does come out during the day, so get
you want shorts during the day.
If you're going to be out and about in that, but it's otherwise just an amazing group of people that is. It's just almost stunning to talk about the awesomeness of these people. They are so cool, and it's just you can meet somebody for the first time ever, as you said you've done today. And there's even though you don't know this person from Adam, there's some sort of bond there. There's something special because you do already agree on so much, and you don't even really know each other. It's very strange.
Yeah, there's certainly a camaraderie, and you do know before you even really start talking to somebody that you're in the same camp on a lot of things.
Yeah.
I mean, even though, even among liberty activists, sometimes there are some areas where people
will disagree.
There's certainly
divergent beliefs,
and
sure.
Especially in how to approach solving problems and getting government out of people's lives. But generally speaking, it's really great to be around people who at least agree with where you're coming from, and nobody thinks you're crazy. So, you know, it's really refreshing, especially for people who aren't in a state like New Hampshire. I mean, for somebody who hasn't been spoiled in a way by having activists around
here,
all the time, I think you can kind of get used to meeting liberty activists in your daily life if you're living in New Hampshire, which is a good thing, and it's a good reason to move. But for people who are just coming here for the first time, I'm sure it's almost overwhelming.
Yeah, it could be a shock to the system in a way. Like, you've never been around this many cool, liberty-oriented people. And it's fun to envision for somebody that doesn't really know what it's like to be here and constantly have access to these great people to just sort of envision what that could mean for the future of pro-liberty activism. I mean, there's so much that has already happened with the Free State Project, with 20,000 liberty-loving activists moving to New Hampshire, even with only a few hundred of early movers. It's amazing to see what has happened so far, and all that's going to happen in the future is just more and more, and it's going to get better and better. And I heard that, I think it was Rich Goldman talking earlier on the stage about what is Porkfest going to be like when there are 1,000 people attending, when 20,000 liberty-loving people are actually in New Hampshire. And then you've got 5,000 people, you know, however many of the 20,000 would show up for Porkfest. You've got thousands of people around. What's that going to be like? I mean, that's almost crazy to think about.
You know, it's going to be tents everywhere. That's what it's going to be like.
Yeah. Well, they'll have to take over the entire campground. So it's really fun to think about how having more people is really going to affect this movement. It's going to be so much fun. The government people aren't going to know what to do.
Well, hopefully we'll be seeing it rather than thinking about it in the fairly near-term future. I mean, I know there are a lot of people who are supposed to be moving by the end of this year as part of the First 1000 project, and there's probably even more who are deciding to make the move as we speak. So I think we're going to start seeing a lot more new faces moving in. And, you know, that could easily double the number of activists in New Hampshire. And it's already surprising how many Free Staters I run into just in my daily life. In Keene, where you generally broadcast that, that's my hometown as well.
Right.
And, you know, I'll run into people who are activists who I've worked with on different pieces of activism, but I'll see them in the supermarket, I'll see them on the street. So these are people who you'll see in your everyday life.
Yeah, they're integrated, and there's only more coming, and we're hoping that you'll consider joining them. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that whole concept, which of course we'll continue to talk about, and go to porkfest.com to see what we're doing here, porcfest.com. More coming up. Your calls as well. Thank you, Nick. I know you've got a lot of business to attend to, so enjoy yourself here, okay?
I will.
800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improve circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Single CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Those features include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive. There are over 350,000 posts. Lots to surf around through there. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. By the way, show brought to you, as always, by the great folks over at Sickle CAI. Jason Osborne, his dad, and the rest of the crew there doing great work. Recovering debts. Essentially, they...
Saving the American people money every day by getting people to pay for debts that they legitimately got for themselves.
Right. SACL does, they do debt collection, they do charged off receivables.
And early out billing. Exactly what that is.
If you're a business person who needs that stuff done, you probably know what it is, and they do
likely.
It well. They're going to get the job done without pissing off your customers. And that way they stay customers with you. They pay their debt and they stay customers. That's what you want, right? You want them to come back and buy more stuff after they paid for
it. You're going to certainly have a certain amount of loss when you send somebody to collections.
Yeah.
But the collection experience is another aspect of that. If somebody's calling them all kinds of day and night and you know, saying mean things to them to get them to pay their bill, well, they're less likely to continue to be your customer after that.
The toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. We can talk more about Pork Fest, but we are still taking your calls about what you want. So we go to Adrian in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Adrian.
Yeah, how you doing, sir?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Man, I am an avid listener. I just basically pretty much started listening to the Genesis Network. And I'm from North Carolina, but I can't pick it up. I only can get online via the Internet. But I was calling in reference to... I listen to Alex Jones, too, as well, like you guys, but I was calling reference.
No, I don't listen to. Sorry, I mean I don't listen to any of the other shows on the network.
So I don't know what he was talking about.
It's no slight against those guys. I'm sure that some of them are good. I don't really know, but I don't really have time for that. But go ahead, sir, with your point.
Okay, my point is this movie that Night Shyamalan just came out with. It's called The Happening, right? And the premise of the movie, you know how the government is talking about carbon footprinting and all of these things about that humans are actually bad for the earth.
Right.
This movie is actually promoting it. And I was kind of questioning it because, you know, I do a lot of reading and research on my own. But, like, with this movie coming out, I mean, that's the total premise of the whole movie. And it kind of freaked me out about it. Like, I mean, on how they, like, are really, like, you know, subconsciously promoting it to the people without them actually understanding what they're watching. I mean, I know that may sound a little silly. But
yeah, I don't know anything about the movie that you're mentioning there, but you know, they're sure trying to push through this carbon footprint stuff. They just got shot down recently in the legislature, but it's going to be back.
Yeah, and in this movie, that's what pretty much, I hate to spoil it for people, that's what it's pretty much about. It's like the earth turned on humans, and they were traveling. The more humans that were together, like basically i.e. population, they started killing themselves. So it was like the plants and the animals turned on humans, like by releasing some type of toxin. And when humans were in less numbers, that they survived.
So basically, let me see if I've got understanding what it is you're saying. You're saying this new movie by M. Night Shyamalan is essentially inculcating people with the idea that
humans are bad. The
humans are bad, like we're disease infecting the earth, basically.
A virus.
Population control, and it kind of freaked me out.
All right, well, you know, there's some movies out there that a lot of people have been upset by. Certainly Michael Moore, Al Gore have made some very political movies, and they've upset a lot of people. And, you know, what I would suggest is that people that are concerned with that, they should not go to them. You know, don't give them your money.
Yep, thanks for the warning.
And
I'll be honest, I really felt bad that I paid for that, and it's like...
Oh, you see, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like, well, man, you know, I mean... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You're doing everything you can. You're telling people how you feel, and I'm sure that's going to result in a handful of folks, maybe more than that, not going out and not seeing the movie. But in addition, not only that, you could also fund your own movie. You could get out there and create a competing movie that would be of the viewpoint that you would like to proffer to people.
Well, that's the great thing about YouTube, is that people can put out information, video information to people relatively easily.
Yeah, you don't need the old school, old media distribution channels. Thanks for the call tonight, Adrian. Appreciate hearing from you. Yes, sir, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Free Talk Live broadcasting today from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2008. Outdoors. I think this is our very first time broadcasting outdoors, Mark.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think we've ever done that before.
Can't remember having done that, no.
And it's perfect. The weather is absolutely lovely. The people are fantastic. And we got some news items to talk about as well here. And, of course, an open third microphone for people that want to sit in. You got something from Japan. They're really cracking down. What's going on?
Freaky. This is from the New York Times. Japan, a country not known for its overweight people, has undertaken one of the most ambitious campaigns ever by a nation to slim down its citizenry. As though the nation owns the citizenry, right?
Yeah.
Summoned by the city of Amagasaki one recent morning, Minoru Nogiri, 45, he's a flower shop owner, found himself lining up to have his waistline measured. With no visible paunch, he seemed to run little risk of being classified as overweight or metabo, the preferred word in Japan these days. But because the new state prescribed limit for male waistlines, get this, Ian, is a strict 33.5 inches, he had anxiously measured himself at home a couple of days earlier. I'm on the border, he said.
Oh, my.
Under a national law that came into effect 2 months ago, companies and local governments must now measure the waistlines of Japanese people between the ages of 40 and 74 as part of their annual checkups. That represents more than 56 million waistlines, or about 44% of the entire population. Those exceeding government limits, that's the 33 and a half inches, which is like where I'm at, for men and 35.4 inches for women, which are identical to thresholds established in 2005 for Japan by the International Diabetes Federation as an easy guideline for identifying health risks. And having a weight-related ailment will be given dieting guidance after 3 months if they do not lose weight. If necessary, these people will be steered towards further re-education after
wow.
6 more months.
Wow.
To reach its goal of shrinking the overweight population by 10% over the next 4 years and 25% over the next 7 years, the government will impose financial penalties on companies and local governments that fail to meet specific targets. The country's Ministry of Health argues that the campaign will keep the spread of disease like diabetes and strokes in check. The ministry also says that curbing widening waistlines will rein in a rapidly aging society's ballooning health care costs, one of the most seriously and politically delicate problems facing Japan today. Now, what role does government play? To me, government is really should be about protecting us from the inside from criminals and the outside from attackers. I don't see any role.
That's a nice idea.
Yeah, it's a nice idea. It never works out. I don't see a government. They're well beyond that here. But in Japan, they have socialized medicine. You see a connection between the little mandatory program for men to have 33-inch waists and women 34 or something like that?
Yeah, this is...
And their socialized medicine?
Of course.
And people want that here.
Right. Well, what happens is when the socialized medicine system is implemented, then... The government is then paying, well, of course, the taxpayers are paying, but the government is the central body that's essentially paying for all of the doctors and the nurses and all that. All the costs end up going through the government, and so they then want to start cutting the costs. They want to cut the amount that they're spending. And so they can only do that in so many ways until they're beginning to then at that point say, well, we've got too many people that are smoking cigarettes, and so yep. if you're smoking cigarettes, we are no longer going to pay for your health care.
And this is what I find bizarre in this, is I don't know what they're doing in Japan about cigarettes, but I'm of the opinion that that people smoke in Japan. And smoking's far worse for you than having a waistline that's 38 inches.
Well, there's more to the story here. We'll talk about it. 800-259-9231. Socialized medicine. If you think this can't happen in America, you're totally wrong about that. And how do you feel about this? If you're somebody who's got over a 33 or 34 inch waist, how would you feel if you were told and mandated to lose weight?
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TiboTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TiboTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TiboTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TiboTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TiboTech.com. That's TiboTech.com.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, go shopping with us at the Free Talk Live store. Get great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like T-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more, all at store.freetalklive.com. That is store.freetalklive.com. The story here that we're covering at the moment is out of Japan, where new rules have gone into effect, apparently, that are going to require adults over the age of 40 to maintain a waist size of under 33.5 inches. Now, Mark, you are 37.
Years old, yes.
Yeah, you're not quite to 40, but your waistline is what, 34?
Yeah, it's there. It's like 33, 34,
you're around
somewhere
about
there. Yeah.
So you're in the danger zone,
yep,
according to the new Japanese rules. And they're saying that if these, apparently they have to get checked by the company they work for,
yep,
or their local government.
Yeah, so it would appear, yeah.
And if they don't pass, then they're going to go into some sort of re-education program.
Right. They've got 6 months to get into compliance, get your waist down, waistline down, and otherwise, there's further re-education and financial penalties for employers that don't do what they're told.
So if you don't lose the weight or you don't start losing weight, then they penalize you. You get you're fined.
Well, they're going to go after your employer rather than you, likely. So therefore,
but that's going to come out of your paycheck.
It could. It could go anyway. I don't know how it's gonna. The employers will decide to penalize the employees, but you can believe they will.
So it's gonna. They're gonna yank cash out of people's paycheck,
yeah,
because
fines,
they're fat.
Basically,
fat people, and you don't even have to be fat to have a big waist necessarily. You could be a big guy. I mean, Glenn Jacobs. How big is his waist from the WWE?
Yeah, he's an athlete.
Right. So, this is just madness. It really is, and it is a great example, as you pointed out earlier, of what happens when you go to this government socialist medicine system.
And the one-size-fits-all is really, is hit home here because, different people have different body types. And it's
sure
easier for some people to hold a waistline of 33 than it is for others. Like you said with Glenn Jacobs, the man would be emaciated if
yeah
he tried to, have a 33-inch waistline.
He's like 7 feet tall.
Yeah, it's big guys. And it isn't based on height here, according to this.
I'm sure they'll give their athletes a pass. Isn't sumo wrestling a Japanese thing?
It is.
Okay, I'm sure they'll give them a pass.
They must
right
be, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a perfect example of socialized medicine and what is going to happen here in America if something similar gets passed in this country. If they socialize medicine here and the government becomes the sole supplier of all things health care, then at that point the government has an incentive to reduce its costs to the point where it's going to say to people, look, maybe they'll borrow the Japanese idea and they'll say if you're too fat, you're not going to get covered. Or if you smoke cigarettes, you're not going to get covered. And, oh, what's that? You want to get private coverage? Well, sorry, we've outlawed that. So, too bad. You either get in line with our little program, or we refuse coverage, or we fine you, and, yep. You know, whatever. And of course, we're seeing the beginnings of it in Massachusetts, where they now have a mandated health insurance program. So you have to be on health insurance, or else, as in Japan, mm-hmm. you will be fined, and they will take money out of your paycheck.
This is what's coming, and you know this is all the government's got. I know that it's a great idea to offer. You know what a great idea if everybody could have affordable health care. What a fabulous idea!
And wouldn't it be great if everyone was skinny? Yay!
The reason we don't have affordable health care is all the government rules that go into insurance currently. The government created the health care crisis, and now they're trying to solve it.
And that's not going
to
work.
You cannot use government to solve a government problem. It just doesn't make any sense.
So true, and it's so frightening that people who are out there calling for these things. They don't understand what they're doing.
They just want cheap insurance, and they don't care who they hurt in order to get it. And that's what the government does. That's the only thing it can do.
Well, and
it can only fine. And if the fines don't work, either you don't pay them or you don't comply, then it's incarceration.
Yeah.
If the incarceration doesn't work, it's shooting people.
And that's what
the government's got, violence.
Right. That's what they don't understand, those people who are out there advocating these socialist programs. They don't understand the violence is there. And I think there was a perfect example of it. Dennis Goddard from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance hosts his own show, NH Capital Access, in Concord. And at one point he had a supporter of Hillary Clinton on, and she was talking about the health care thing. Oh, health care. She wants health care. She wants health insurance for everybody. And Dennis said something like, well, you know, that sounds great. But do you understand that if I don't want to participate, that they're going to threaten me? I mean, he asked questions like this to try to reveal the violence inherent in the system to her, and she was just, you could see, she looked like a deer in headlights. She was stunned. She had never even thought that her wonderful program that she thought was just going to help people get health coverage
is backed up by the guns of government.
Right, would result in people being threatened.
When it comes to the liberal types, you know, they don't mind pointing a few guns and being enforcing. Actually, they just prefer to use the term force. Forcing businesses to, you know, act right and treat people like humans. But when you start talking about the humans, you know, the people themselves, we wouldn't force anybody.
Yeah, then they're just human resources at that point to be used and abused.
Sorry, that's how it works.
So the SACL CAI toll-free line here is 800-259-9231. You know, you mentioned briefly people not cooperating, and there's a great example out of the New York Daily News of exactly how powerful non-cooperation can be if you get enough people on board. And in many cases, it doesn't take as many people as they had in this case, but they did. Students at a South Bronx middle school have pulled off a stunning boycott against standardized testing. More than 160 students in six different classes at one of the schools in the South Bronx, virtually the entire eighth grade, participated in this. They refused to take a recent three-hour practice exam for next month's statewide social studies test. Instead, the students handed in blank exams. They then submitted signed petitions with a list of grievances to the school principal and the Department of Education. Says one of the students, 13 years old, Tatiana Nelson, she says, we've had a whole bunch of these diagnostic tests all year. They don't even count toward our grades.
Yeah.
The school system's just treating us like test dummies for the companies that make the exams, she says. According to the petition, they're sick and tired of the constant, excessive, and stressful testing that causes them to lose valuable instructional time with their teachers.
Right. The idea of school is to instruct children so they learn things. But, you know, that's what our schools are turning into is, you know, bubble in here and bubble in there. And, you know, fill out this form. And this that's not helping kids learn.
According to the story, school administrators blamed the boycott on a 30-year-old probationary social studies teacher, Douglas Avella. The afternoon of the protest, the principal ordered Avella out of the classroom, reassigned him to an empty room in the school.
Yeah, this is what they call the rubber room.
And ordered him to have no further contact with students. A
few days later, in a reprimand letter, he was accused of initiating a boycott and taking actions that caused a riot at the school. The students say their protest was entirely peaceful. In only one class, they say, was there some loud clapping after one exam proctor
reacted. It's a riot.
One of the exam proctors reacted angrily to their boycott. Mm. So the teacher got one of their the exam people got angry over the fact that the kids didn't want to take their mandated practice test.
You know, the children are supposed to obey in public school.
Right.
They don't obey. You know, for the, I can see. It makes perfectly good sense. The little bureaucrat would get upset.
Yep. So they're threatening apparently to fire this particular teacher that suggested the kids not actually take the test. But apparently they're not doing too much to the students.
What can they do?
Right.
They can't affect their grade. It's not for their grade.
You're going to kick the entire eighth grade out? Is that what you're going to do? I mean, what do you do in this case?
You know, what's the purpose of these exams anyway when they don't go towards somebody's grade? You're like, well, why am I taking it then?
It's some sort of state thing, right? They usually have the state wants to get numbers and compare them and things.
Yeah, they do like to have their numbers.
According to another student, Johnny Cruz, 15-year-old, he said, they're saying Mr. Avella made us do this. They don't think we have brains of our own, like we're robots. We students wanted to make this statement. The school is oppressing us too much with all of these tests. 2 days after the boycott, the students say the principal held a meeting with all the students to find out how their protest was organized. Yeah, you think that they just want to know everything, don't they? As though the kids should just give up the information. Like, oh, here are our ringleaders. Why don't you bring them up on some sort of, you know, get them in trouble?
Yep, that's what they want to do, you know?
And according to the story, Avella denied that he urged the students to boycott the tests. He is critical of the school system's emphasis on standardized tests, but said the students decided to organize the protest after weeks of complaining about all the diagnostic tests the school was making them take. He says, my students know they're welcome in my class to have open discussions. I teach them critical thinking. Yet another student said,
critical thinking, we can't have that.
Some teachers implied our graduation ceremony would be in danger, that we didn't have the right to protest against the test, but they did it anyway, and they should be congratulated for that. Another great example of non-cooperation.
Yeah, don't worry about that 8th grade graduation. You'll get another one in a couple of years.
Yeah, and how powerful it can be. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour 2 is coming up. It is Free Talk Live, from Porkfest 2008.
Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode, LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a